This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. British police have arrested three men under terrorism laws after a car exploded outside a hospital in Liverpool, killing one man and injuring another. Counterterrorism police say the three men detained Sunday range in age from 21 to 29. Police also cordoned off a residential street in the city in northwest England, though they have not given any details of the operation. Police were called to reports of a blast involving a taxi at Liverpool Women's Hospital on Sunday morning. Photos showed a vehicle in flames near the hospital's main entrance. Under the Terrorism Act, police say the explosion has not been declared a terrorist attack, and they are keeping an open mind about the cause. France's ecology minister on Sunday touted the agreement reached at the COP26 climate conference in Scotland a compromise. The United Nations climate talks ended Saturday with a deal that, for the first time, targets fossil fuels as the key driver of global warming, despite last-minute objections from coal-reliant countries. While the agreement won applause for keeping alive the hope of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees, any of the nearly international could come away with more. It caused last-minute drama as India, backed by China and other developing nations, rejected a clause calling for the phase-out of coal-fired power after a huddle between the envoys from China, India, the United States, and the European Union. The clause was amended to ask countries to phase down their coal use. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan chaired the first meeting of the newly formed Sovereign Council on Sunday, one day after thousands of people took to the streets, rejecting the military's takeover of power. Sudan's new ruling council replaced the power-sharing body he dissolved last month and excluded members of the civilian coalition that had been sharing power with the military. The council is expected to name a new prime minister after efforts involving the United Nations to mediate between the military and ousted Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok had stalled. Pro-democracy groups led by neighborhood resistance committees are organizing a campaign of civil disobedience and protest against the October 25th coup, with another day of demonstrations planned for Wednesday. On Sunday, Sudanese security forces raided the home of Al Jazeera's Khartoum bureau chief and arrested him, this according to the Qatar-based news channel. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday condemned what he called intimidation tactic the Cuban government a day ahead of a planned protest march in Cuba. He vowed that the United States would pressure seeking accountability for the crackdown. Opposition groups have called for the Monday march to demand greater political freedoms and the release of jailed activists following street protest lie that were the leads. Cuba's communist government had banned the demonstration, saying it is part of a destabilization campaign by the United States. Blinken also said in a statement, in addition to banning Monday's march, the Cuban government had quit opposition supporters from their jobs and threatened dissenters with imprisonment. He said, "We strongly condemn these intimidation tactics." Austrian Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said Sunday in a nationwide lockdown would be not vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently recovered from the illness. It was a record. The lockdowns, people over the age of 12, either recently recovered, will not be allowed to leave the house except for reasons such as buying essential supplies, or his health ministers across the Alpine country are to be enforced with random spot checks for the next 10 days. And also starting Monday, Vienna is becoming the first region in the EU to offer jabs to children from the age of 5 to 11 at vaccination centers. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.